The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, says there has been a massive and very rapid influx of refugees escaping fighting. Nearly 70,000 refugees are spread out along the hilly border where conditions are tough and getting aid to them is difficult. Adrian Edwards, the agency's spokesperson, says the main challenge is moving the refugees to safer areas. So far, he adds, only about 2,000 refugees have been transported to a transit center located 20 kilometers away from the border between Uganda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, as many refugees want to remain close to the border.
Many refugees are reluctant to move from the border region where there has been cross-border toing and froing during daylight hours as people return to their nearby towns or villages to get food, belongings, check on crops at harvest time. At the same time, although the Congolese government is encouraging people to come back, refugees are not willing to return immediately to their homes because of the continuing dangerous situation in the region of North Kivu. The situation remains extremely fluid.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, is also involved in the overall emergency response. Spokesperson Patrick McCormick says they are working in the areas of water and sanitation for the children and women, and child protection, among other things.
The longer they stay there, the more likely it is that we're going to have to establish spaces for children, and they may also be unaccompanied. We're looking into the numbers of those now, where they can be safe, and while their parents, extended family, get on trying to establish some sort of living conditions.
The Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, is calling on all parties to take the necessary steps to ensure the protection of civilians and allow unimpeded humanitarian access to people in need wherever they are. Amanda Pitt is OCHA's spokesperson.
The humanitarian community is mobilizing to respond to the consequences of this crisis and asks that any failure to protect civilians, in particular those who've lost their lives, do not go unpunished. As you know, the province is already home to nearly a million IDPs, which is more than a third of those displaced in the country overall.
Corinne Momal-Vanian from the UN office in Geneva noted that the UN Organization's Stabilization Mission in the DRC, or MONUSCO, issued a statement on the 15th of July regarding the situation near Goma, saying that the mission is on high alert.
Any attempt by the M23 to advance towards Goma will be considered as a direct threat to civilians. And the mission also noted that its blue helmets stand ready to take any necessary measures, including the use of lethal force, in order to protect civilians.
Meanwhile, the World Food Program has delivered enough food to feed 20,000 people for 5 days, with more food due to arrive on Thursday. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.